Okay, we're learning about Ashrei, so we came to this Gemara, which is literally puzzling. Amar of Elazar bar Avina, Koloimer, let's go over one more time to refresh your memory. Koloimer Tila le David, Shalish Pamim Bechol Yai, Muftach Leishu Ben Olam Haba. Somehow or another saying Tila David or Ashrei three times. Muftach Leishu Ben Olam Haba, which is a very big statement. So the Gemara wants to understand, why are you Zoychot Olam Haba just for saying Ashrei three times, I presume with Kavana, saying Ashrei three times a day? So the Gemara says, first of all, without going through the whole thing again, first of all, it goes in the Seder of Aleph Beis. It has the Aleph Beis in it. Okay. Seems like something that, if you go through Pinois, or if you go through so many of the different, the poetry of the history of Klal Yisrael, it all goes in Seder Aleph Beis. So this way, you don't get Olam Haba just because something is the Seder Aleph Beis. But so there has to be something more to it. The Gemara says, and the Gemara's lush, and the Gemara's question is that there's better ones. Ashrei Tmimei Derech, you could say Kuf Yutes has Aleph Beis times, to the power of eight. So the answer is, says the Gemara, Mishum Tchsiv Bei Poseiachas Yadecha Maspiel Chol Chai Ratzayin. Has the Pasuk Poseiachas Yadecha, that'll get you Olam Haba. So the Gemara says for that there's also other kapitulach. So elamishum dis peitarte. So the maila here is, this is what we have to be misponing into, the combination somehow of having the oisius of the aleph base and having for the pay poseach sedecho maspil chol chai rotzon, the combination of factors. Saying that the kavana, in other words, if in our minds, apparently in our minds, if we could somehow understand the maila of saying a tefillah, which has the seder of aleph beis, and somehow putting it together, which is not unto itself unique, and putting it together with poseach es yadecha, so there must be like a kesher between the two things. It's not just two random things, right? There must be some kind of a kesher between. It's the Seder Aleph Beis, it's Poseach Zedecha, and then the Gemara goes further and some says, well, you would think this is a point against Ashrei for being that Olam Haba thing, that it doesn't have a Nun. It's missing Nun. So, and the reason it's missing Nun, the Gemara says, is because Nun is a os of Nefila. Nun somehow is an os of Nefila. Nafla leitoisif kum besulas Yisrael, which as somebody that you pointed out, which is supposed to happen, 500 years later. So, so nun is a lashon of nefila, which needs a hesber, right? Why should nun be a letter of a nefila? Why isn't a letter of neshama or netzach, nechama,
nechama? The nun itself falls away. The nun itself in the letter Nafal falls away in the future tense. In other words, it's like a weak letter.
So what do you mean it falls away? I don't know what you mean.
Nafal yipol.
You lose the nun. Very nice.
But what if he had said, if you would have said nun? Like maybe that pasuk would have been pasuk.
What would have been the pasuk?
Maybe that pasuk
should have been like Netzach Yisrael lo yishak. And clearly clearly you're right, Julie, because Afal Pikain, says the Gemara, even though David Amel skipped the Nun, Afilu Hachi Chazer David with some Chabruach HaKodesh, and Emar, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Who's talking about Noiflim here? So, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, he's already picking them up, so they must have fallen, so they must be talking about Nefila. So there's three points on the table that I think we need to somehow explain just a little bit, Lefi Hasoga Seinu, try to explain them, and then maybe somehow put together the puzzle. I don't know if we'll be able to explain three difficult concepts tonight. But let's start with the Nun. Just like the Nun is right here. We ended off with Nun. Let's start off with Nun. Nun, I just want to learn with you. Zaya, the Bavli that we just read says that Nun is an ois of Nefila. The Gemara says in part the I'm sorry the Zohar says in Parshas Baal Oischa. What's in Baal Oischa? Where's the Nun in Baal Oischa? Oh, very good. Vayhi bin Sara Ha'aron. Parsha Shaloi bim Kaima. It's a Parsha, says the Gemara. Rashi says Shaloi bim Kaima. And that's why it has Nun Hafuchais on either side of them. In the Torah. It's not like the Nun and the Samach that you find in the Tikkun or in the Chumash, which means, a Psucha, a Pei, or a Samach. Psucha, Stuh. It's in the Torah. There's a upside down Nun, which is incorrect because there is no upside down Nun, but what it is the Nun, which is usually facing this way, is all of a sudden facing that way, right? And the one.
The Yud is the Nun.
Okay. Nun opens like a parenthesis, opens to the left. Uh-huh. And over here, the Nun opens to the right. That's what a Nun Hafucha means. So the question is why? So to tell us that it's Shaloi Bim Koima, or Rashi says to make a distinction between Peronius and Peronius, but another sheet in the Gemara between Bracha and Peronius. Besider, why Nuns? Why are there Nuns over there, and why are they upside down? What's the pshat in those Nuns? Anybody has pshat? What's the pshat in those? Strange. Don't you want to put parentheses? Put parentheses. Like, Shlobim Koma. Why is it Shlobim Koma altogether? That's another gosh. But why are there Nuns there? So the Zohar says in Parshas Baal Oischa Al HaMakom, by Hibin Soya Ha'arayn, by Yoimer Moshe. Rabbi Lazar Amar Hacha Isli Stakla. We need to take a look at this. Nun de'ihi machazra la'achoyre. That this nun by Vayehi bin Soya is machazra la'achoyre. Instead of enclosing the Vayehi bin Soya, it's going backwards. Hacha betray duchte in both places, meaning in both places, amai. Why is that? Why is there backwards nun in the Asher? If we can only try to understand this tonight, we're doing well. Tochazay, you know, whenever the Gemara says Toshma, so the Zohar says Tochazay. Interesting. Tochazay, because the Bavli is all about understanding. It's understanding, Shma. Shma mino, right? Tochazay means, take a look, in Kabbalah Kabel. Nun ba'ashra yoshev esecha lo yitmar. There is no nun in the ashra yoshev esecha. Why? Begin to hibigalusa. He in the Zohar always means the Shechina. He is the Shechina. Begin to hibigalusa. Va'ukma chavraya, even though that chavraya means in the Zohar, we say one paragraph later, we have somebody who showed us, chavraya always means our chavra that are learning Talmud Babli. You know, the guys in Brisk. Right? Chavraya, the Ksiv Nafl Lysosiv Kum Basilis Yisrael. I don't want, we only have a couple minutes, I don't want to trouble you with the whole Lashon, but this is what the Zohar says. I'll show you a little bit of Lashon in a minute. That, Vayihi bin Soya Ha'arayn Vayomer Moshe. What is it talking about? What is the Pesukim talking about? Vayihi bin Soya Ha'arayn Vayomer Moshe Kum Hashem. That the Aron, Chazal say the Aron Kodesh, which had the Luchos in it, traveled not in the middle, not in the back, but in front of Klal Yisrael, a couple million people as they were walking through the Midbar. And not only was it in front of Klal Yisrael, but it was 3 days in front of Klal Yisrael. The Aron went in order to clear the path, meaning the Siyata Deshmai, the Bracha, the Ness of the Aron Kodesh was that we had a clear path to go on, and stay 3 days ahead. The problem, says the Zohar, is the problem with this was a beautiful thing, right? We just like the trailblazer was the Aron Kodesh itself. That was a beautiful thing. But the problem with this was that the Aron Kodesh is that which gave the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. Why did Klal Yisrael have all the miracles that they had? Why did they have all the wonderful Dabad and the Siyata Deshmaya that they had? The answer is because they had the Aron. We find this throughout the Sefer Shmuel. We find this throughout that the Aron gave them a tremendous amount of koach. So here's the deal. As Kol Zman, the Aron is in the Machana, so we have the Shechina in the Machana, which is a good thing, presumably. When we send the Aron out, by he means Sayah Aron, so when the Aron goes out 3 days ahead, so now we don't have the Shechina in the Machana any longer. So it's good news on the one hand, and it's bad news on the other hand. Says the Zayar that the Nun represents, I'm going to try to explain this in a minute so I don't get worried about this, the Nun somehow represents the Shechina. The Nun represents the Shechina. And even though the Aron went ahead of us, the Nun, which was the Shechina, by the way, it says in the Sefer HaYetzira, where it goes through every one of the Oseis of the Aleph Beis, it says Nun Ihi Shechinta. That's what it says. Why the Nun is the Shechina, we'll talk about in a second. But the Nun, which is sort of the Shechina going along with the Aron, just picture it for a second, turns around towards Klal Yisrael and is beaming the Shechina at Klal Yisrael. So even though we lost the Aron itself, meaning we lost the Shechina of the Aron, so nevertheless, the Nun was Hafucha, the Nun, which represents the Shechina, turned around towards Klal Yisrael. Not only the first Nun, but betrayed Zuchte, even the second Nun, which already could have been facing out towards the wilderness. Nevertheless, that turned around also, beaming this Kedusha, if you will, towards Klal Yisrael. And that's why, it's for Sig Zayar says, we find the Nun is missing from the Asher Yosh Ve'Vesecho, it's a Medrash Pliya. So the pshat here is that Nun is like you find here Sfiras Omer. So how many days of Sfiras Omer do we count? Chamishim Chaser Achas. Nun Chaser Achas. So why don't we just say 49? Like, why doesn't it just say 49? What's Chamishim Chaser Achas? So the shot is that the Chamishim Chaser Achas is there are, like, let me tell you this part and make everything clear. The Abarvanel says, I mentioned this maybe Pesach time, the Abarvanel says that it says in the Haggadah that we should, what's the lesson over there? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaMalkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishe V'Sakeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishe V'Sakeitz. What? I can't hear. Talk or don't? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishe V'Sakeitz means, says the Abarvanel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim at the exact right moment. Meaning, there are We went down to the 49 Memtes Shari Tuma, as everybody knows. Memtes Shari Tuma means that, not that we went down, like going down into a ditch, but it means to say that there's only 50, so we went down pretty far. But there are 50 strands of connectivity between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina, it means, like, are we in this world connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? So we could be very connected, we could be a little bit connected. So the way I explained it on Pesach is imagine like an electrical wire, the kind of have in America, that has a lot of strands to it. So let's say it has 50 strands. So if you knock off one strand, two strands, nothing happens, four strands, nothing happens, 20 strands, the resistance starts to come in and starts to get hot. And at 10 strands, it starts to flicker. But as long as there's one strand, a little bit of electricity is getting through. When we talk about the Nun Share Bina or the Nun Share Tuma, it's the same thing, just going in the other direction. What we're talking about is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shechina. That's what Shechina is. Hashoichen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Shoichen amongst us. So that's our Shachin. That's what the Shechina means. It means connectivity. So this that we're connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu is through the Nun Sharei Taras. So says the Abarvanel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esakeitz, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly when to take us out of Mitzrayim, because if he would have waited one more strand, not to the Memtesh Sharei Tuva, but to the Nun Sharei Tuva, we would have been cut off. Nafla, what's lost in the pasuk, Loi Soisiv Kum B'Suas Yisrael. If we would have gotten to the Nun going down, we would have never been able to get up again. Hashem could do anything, but the way he designed it was, we can get up until 49, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us just in time. What's the Shevach, the Abarvanel says, of saving us just in time? Like, why didn't he save us earlier? Why didn't he save us when we got to 2 strands off or 10 strands off? So the answer is, Abarvanel says a beautiful word while we're here. He says that these strands are not really strands. These strands are real live connections, like veridim, and the difference between electricity and this is that it will grow back, it will heal. As long as there's some kind of a connection, as long as we're not totally severed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shechina, so then it can grow back. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait till the last second to do it? Because now we have the koach as Klal Yisrael, we have the koach of Klal Yisrael to always come back from the 49th Shaar HaTumah back to complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand this meaning, if he would have stopped it at 20, that would have been our koach.
There's a precedent.
There's a precedent, and we did it. It's in our genetic ability to come all the way back. As long as we don't go down that last strand. So that's what this Nun is all about. The Nun, the Zayar explains this, not me. The Nun is the Shechina, because the Nun is the Nun Shari Bina, the Nun Shari Tumah. The Nun is the connection, and the connection is the Shechina. So this Nun is beaming backwards at us and saying, you're still connected. The Aron is way up there, but you're still connected over here by the Nun. This is the symbolism of the Nun. It's not that the Nun is doing this, but the symbolism of the Nun facing backwards towards Klal Yisrael, even though Vayi means Soya Ha'arai, it tells us that we're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as far away as we may feel, we're there. So what the Nun says, the Zayar, they argue with Chavraya, which were in the Bavli, which the Gemara says, what they said, and takes the other side of it. Why are you taking the Nun of the Nefila? Nun is also the Nun Sharei Bina. It doesn't make any difference, says the Zayar. It comes to Reb Shimon, corrected his son, Reb Elazar, and he said that doesn't make any difference whether you take it from this end or whether you take it from that end. The point is, this is our connection. So why did David HaMelech leave it out? Because he didn't want to put in there a remez to the Shechinta Begalusa. He didn't want to be meramis to the fact that we're going to go all the way down to the Memtesh Sharjim. He didn't want to say it in Ashrei. This is a Tehillah L'David. Nevertheless, Baruch HaKadosh, he said, don't worry. Because even if you'll fall down the Memtesh Sharei Tumah, Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back and he will bring up. I'm taking a very complicated 5 pages of Zayat. I put it into exactly 4 minutes, which is not doing any justice to Zayat. But the concept is clearly there. Incidentally, just before that's all I can say now because it's 9:05. But that's the beginning of the pshat of it missing the Nun, but having the Neuflim in the smicha of the Neuflim that we can grow back. Like I think the Abarvanel means to say, Rav Kook in the Einaya, where he speaks about this Gemara. Quotes the Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, Kfar Bir HaChassid Ramach Luzzatto, B'Sifrei Adir B'Morayim, B'Inyan Masha Ketz Galusenu Zehu Sasum V'Chassim. Also speaking about the Ketz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev is a Ketz. A Ketz is at the 49. By the way, this is the Pshat in Mashiach will come if we're Kulei Zakai or Kulei Chai. The Nun goes, there's 2 sides of the Nun, and that's why it's on both places. In the Vayihi bin Soya. So the Ramchal says so beautifully that why doesn't it tell us in the Torah? The Torah tells us everything. So why doesn't it tell us in the Torah when Mashiach is coming? Even though many people try to darsh it for the Torah, the truth is it doesn't say in the Torah, at least Mefurish, it doesn't say in the Torah when Mashiach is coming. So he said the answer is because this that Mashiach is coming can't come from, the 49 is still in nature, says the Ramchal. The 50th is outside of nature. Again, let's do it again. Sfiras HaOmer is the Kedusha of Chamishim minus 1. Why Chamishim minus 1? Because the Chamishim are the Shari Bina, but you can't go to the complete Chamishim. The Chamishim, the young Chamishim, is Matan Torah. But our Sefira is in the 49. So it's Chamishim Chasar Achas. It's the same thing with our, when we were Medaldil in Mitzrayim. It was Mem Tes Shari Tumah, so it was Nun Chasar Achas. It was the same thing. So we're still, the Nun is already outside of the pale on both ends. The Nun is on this side too far and on that side too far. And the Basura of the Geula, says the Ramchal, brings Rav Kook over here, has to come from the Hainu Shabbatim Koach HaGolus Ein Bo Koach HaGeula Klal. It's just an amazing thing. Kolzman, we're in Golus. There's no Geula there. So how could it tell us the time of the Geula, says the Ramchal? Koach HaGolus Ein Bo Koach HaGeula Klal. That's part of the Golos. Part of the Golos is that we don't see that light of the Golos. That is the Golos of the Shechina. So Zer Mashikasev Nafal of Lysoisiv Kum. Pirish Hanafila Hinafila Kazais Shimitsita Hibali Kima Chasvishalom. It looks like there's no hope. We're 49 steps down, it looks like there's no hope in this world. There's not even a remez to the Geula, to when the Geula is in the Chumash. But the answer is, that's the Nun on the Nafla side. But there's also the Nun of the Nun Shari Bina. There's also the Nun that comes in the outside, like the 50 years of Yovel, where everybody goes free, Jubilee, right? Everybody goes free. There's so many Nuns that are Latoiv. But Nun means One further than Olam Hazeh itself. So, let me to say something very bekitzer, that the whole Aleph Beis was at Ashrei except for Nun, because the whole Aleph Beis is in this world. So it's in this world minus the Nun. It has to be minus the Nun because all of the Aleph Beis that's in the Ashrei is about how, which I was speaking about tomorrow night, how the world works is with the Aleph Beis. But it's all minus the Nun. We never get too far this way. We never get too far that way. Nevertheless, David HaMelech was picked us up Ruach HaKodesh, and he said that Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, that even if you think you fell out of the world with the Nun, Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks us up out of that. If that was too Zoharic, I apologize, but I think it's important to understand what's coming at us with the rest of the Asher, what this whole Nun, I think that's the key to the whole Vayihi Bin Soya and the key to Asher.